Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for March 20th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Google has recently launched 10 new artificial intelligence courses, all available for free, catering to both beginners and seasoned professionals, aiming to enhance their AI skills in 2024. The curriculum includes Introduction to Large Language Models, focusing on their applications and optimization, Introduction to Generative AI, distinguishing it from traditional machine learning, and Generative AI Fundamentals, where learners can earn a skill badge by grasping basic concepts. There's also Introduction to Responsible AI, highlighting ethical AI practices, and Encoder-Decider Architecture, crucial for sequence-to-sequence machine learning tasks, and Introductions to Image Generation, exploring diffusion models in image creation. The courses also cover Transformer Models and BERT Model, offering insights into advanced AI architecture. Attention Mechanism, teaching neural networks to focus on specific input parts. Introduction to Generative AI Studio on prototyping with Vertex AI's Generative AI Studio, and Develop Models for Image Captioning on using deep learning for image captioning. These courses are designed to equip learners with the latest AI knowledge and skills. SGX's Rama Pillay is setting the bar high with his Kilt Challenge campaign of Good Karma with Rama Kilt Challenge. He was raising money at FIA Boca 2024 while wearing his kilt, and so far has raised £42,849. You can contribute by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. A Leg to Stand On also has a new opportunity for you to spring into action for cool kids. The Move for Also initiative highlights the significance of mobility in accessing opportunities and enhancing life quality, offering an engaging way for individuals and workplaces to contribute to this meaningful cause this May. The program presents two participation avenues. The first, Move With Us, challenges participants from May 6th to May 10th to collectively cover 5,000 miles by engaging in various physical activities such as walking, running, biking, swimming, or rolling. Interested parties can sign up as teams, choosing their distances and the level of impact they wish to achieve. This segment is supported by Right to Run on Social's Impact Arm, with the top performer and fundraiser being awarded a shoe voucher. The second opportunity, Move on the Court, invites participants to a pickleball tournament at Court 16 in Manhattan on May 9th, offering a round-robin competition that mixes the sport with philanthropy. The aim of these activities is to rally support to raise $50,000, aiming to transform the lives of 100 cool kids, underlining the initiative's core message that mobility is a privilege that can and should be used to make a difference. Sign up for Move for Us with a link in today's newsletter, and sign up for Move on the Court with a link in today's newsletter. CME is hiring for its U.S. intern program, which is one of the industry's best. Apply with a link in today's newsletter. SGX reported on LinkedIn that Indonesia's recent presidential election has sparked a surge in demand for exposure to the country. This is evidenced by the SGX FTSE Indonesian Index Futures hitting a record in open interest 2,205 contracts, or $42 million, bolstered by a robust month-on-month growth in daily average volume, 1,235 contracts, or $23 million. Acuity.io, together with Cboe Europe Derivatives, or CEDX, released a study examining the reasons behind the stagnation and growth of Europe's listed derivatives market in recent years. The research named Optimizing European Listed Derivatives Market Structure looks into the issues caused by market fragmentation and insufficient retail participation. It proposes actionable solutions aimed at stimulating market growth. Tradeweb CEO Billy Hult was named to Crain's New York Business List of 2024 Notable Leaders in Finance. What does moving to T+1 settlement mean for the market is the question that Bloomberg's Larry Tabb and IEX's Ronan Ryan and John Ramsey discuss in the latest edition of the Boxes and Lines podcast from IEX. They also talk about crypto, AI, access fees, tick increments, and what's really going on with sub-dollar trading. BMLL announced on LinkedIn its inclusion in Harrington Star's, quote, most influential financial technology firms of 2024, unquote. If they were really influential, they would get me opening day tickets for the Cubs. The Crypto Currently webinar series by Wilmer Hale, set for April 4th, 2024, will feature a comprehensive discussion of the latest developments and future directions in cryptocurrency policy, led by Wilmer Hale partners Zachary Goldman and Tiffany J. Smith, co-chairs of the firm's Blockchain and Cryptocurrency Working Group. The session will include insights from partners Michael Held, Matthew Culkin, and Jonathan Yarowski, along with public policy advisors Brian Scretney and Jeffrey Wyan, and associate Nicholas D'Ambra. The panel will cover the legislative groundwork laid for cryptocurrency in 2023, the main legislative and regulatory policies for 2024, and anticipated actions from key regulatory bodies such as the SEC, CFTC, U.S. Department of the Treasury, Federal Reserve, and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Attendees will also have the chance to ask questions and can earn CLE credit. On the 19th of March, 2024, disciplinary actions were taken by the CME Group against two non-members, Rayton Rasikal Mansada and Manyak A.J. Panja, for violating Rule 534, which prohibits wash trades. Both individuals were fined $50,000 each and received a five-year suspension from accessing any trading floor and from direct and indirect access to any market or facility owned or controlled by the CME Group, effective from the date of the ruling and extending 5 years after the full payment of fines. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Research, Optimizing European Listed Derivatives Market Structure from Cboe. Robinhood buys Marex FCM as futures entry takes shape from Risk.net. And average annual Wall Street bonus falls to $176,500 in second straight yearly decline from MarketWatch. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. Webinar with Grayscale Bitcoin, the foundation of cryptocurrency sector. Register today. You are cordially invited to an exclusive webinar where we analyze the position of Bitcoin within the cryptocurrency sector. Join us as we explore why Bitcoin has become the foundation of the sector, a peerless force with its unmatched resilience, adoption, and innovation. In this webinar, you'll have the opportunity to dive deep into the FTSE Grayscale Currencies Crypto Sector Index, learn about the investment case for the currency sector, explore avenues for growth in the sector, Bitcoin-based, Bitcoin-adjacent, and other, and understand how crypto sectors can be used as a management tool to assess risk. For more information and to register, please visit a link in today's newsletter. Here's a press release from the FIA. The headline, FIA urges CFTC to fill gaps in customer protections before approving leveraged direct clearing. FIA has filed comments with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission on its proposed rulemaking related to the protection of clearing member funds held by designated clearing organizations, or DCOs. The FIA's letter supports the proposed codification of segregation and additional protections for clearing member property, many of which are in place today at major clearinghouses. However, the letter cautions that the rulemaking is far from sound footing for the CFTC to approve new direct clearing models, such as the leveraged disintermediated clearing model first sought by FTX. The Commission's action is a constructive first step to close the gap between the protections available to customer property and those available to clearing member property, FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan said in a letter, but it is only a first step. Finalizing the proposed rule in a vacuum may give market participants, and in particular retail customers, the mistaken impression that when they commit funds to a clearinghouse, clearing under the non-traditional models that the CFTC has begun to license, they will receive the same protections as customers of futures commission merchants. My comment. It's not the first step that worries me. It's that darn last one. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried says 50-year sentence only suitable for supervillain. Sam Bankman-Fried said U.S. prosecutors' proposal to put him in prison for as long as 50 years, quote, distorts reality, unquote, and paints him as a, quote, depraved supervillain, unquote. Prosecutors have argued that a sentence ranging from 40 to 50 years is necessary for the FTX co-founder's, quote, historic, unquote, crime involving more than 1 million victims and losses of more than $10 billion in the collapse of his crypto empire. My comment. Oh, am I going to have fun with this headline and the AI image generations? Here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. The headline, Finland is the happiest nation again, but U.S. slides down the ranking. Finland is crowned the world's happiest country for the seventh consecutive year in the global life satisfaction rankings, but a drop in living standards among young Americans meant the world's biggest economy fell outside the top 20 for the first time. Denmark and Iceland remained second and third, respectively, in the World Happiness Report unveiled on Wednesday by the United Nations Sustainable Development Solutions Network. The U.S. fell to 23rd. From 15, driven by a large drop in the well-being of Americans under 30, the report said. My comment. Stories like this just make me so unhappy. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was SFC warns public of suspicious websites for impersonation and suspected virtual asset-related fraud from the Securities and Futures Commission of Hong Kong, warning the public about suspicious websites operating under the name KKR Global. Second was Morgan Stanley MUFG Securities Company Limited joins as a broker to provide connection to Connector, a press release from the Japan Exchange Group. Third was Lenner Mortgage moves servicing operations to ICE Mortgage Technology for seamless systems integration, a press release from Intercontinental Exchange. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Hong Kong faces battle to shore up its role as a financial hub after security law. Hong Kong just passed its local security law at record speed, placating Beijing and antagonizing Western governments. It now has the challenging task of bolstering the city's position as an international finance center. The city's leader, John Lee, has repeatedly said a pressing need to focus on economic development was one of the reasons behind expediting the legislation. Since coming to power in 2022, Lee has prioritized national security, even at the cost of Hong Kong's reputation as a freewheeling hub. While his administration has taken steps to boost overseas investment and stimulate spending, the city's financial markets are in the doldrums, and the economy is struggling. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Bourse Dubai plans to sell $1.6 billion of its NASDAQ stake. NASDAQ Inc.'s biggest shareholder, Bourse Dubai, is selling roughly one-third of its stake, or 27 million shares, in the exchange operator at $59 each, which would raise as much as $1.6 billion. Bourse Dubai, which would still own more than 10% of NASDAQ stock and plans to agree to an 18-month lockup of the shares, according to a statement Tuesday. Underwriters will also have a 30-day option to buy as many as 4 million additional NASDAQ shares. The offering is expected to close on March 22nd, NASDAQ said in a separate statement on the pricing. Here's another story, this one from Reuters, the headline. U.S. judge criticizes SEC for gross abuse of power in dispute with blockchain firm. A U.S. federal judge said the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, had engaged in gross abuse of the power entrusted to it by Congress in its dispute with blockchain technology firm Digital Licensing, which does business as DebtBox. The regulator had sued the blockchain company in July last year, accusing it of defrauding investors of nearly $50 million. Chief District Judge Robert Shelby said on Monday that the SEC acted in bad faith and was deliberately perpetuating falsehoods in efforts to obtain an asset freeze and a temporary restraining order against the company. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.